Hey, I'm Andy Chanley from 88.5 FM, and this is a Live at Home with Joshua Henry, who joins us here. Live at Home, by the way, is a production of Cal State Northridge and Saddleback College. Joshua, good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me, Andy. Great to be here with you.
I'm excited to hear you perform. At the end, after we're done chatting, Joshua's going to do a couple of songs for us, and I can't wait to hear it. But you've probably already heard one of his songs. I'm talking about Guarantee, that we've been playing for the past half a year on 88.5 FM. It's been a long time. But people, I want to say a couple of things about you for people that don't know about all the things you do. He's a three-time Tony Award nominee. Already starred in Broadway shows like The Revival of Carousel. He stars in Lin-Manuel Miranda's film adaptation of Jonathan Larson's Tick, Tick, Boom that comes out this fall. And so that's probably a good place to start. I'll ask this question. Joshua, they say that all actors want to be rock stars and all rock stars want to be actors. Pick a lane, pal. Which is it? Are you a rocker that wants to act or an actor that wants to rock?
I plead the fifth. That's really fun. A really funny saying. You know, music has always been my first love, and Broadway and acting sort of came a little bit later on. And once I got into that lane, it's a beautiful one, and I love it so much. I've done about 9 Broadway shows now and some film and TV. But you know, when you're doing that, it's hard to spend a good amount of time exploring and creating in music and spending a lot of time in the studio, because you have to sing a show like Hamilton 8 times a week. So, you know, last year was the perfect opportunity for me to really slow down and get back to what my first love was. And that's music. And now I get to share that, you know, and I'm so glad that I'm really grateful even throwing that guarantee up there. Cause yeah, that's been heating up a lot around the country. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk more about that song and your music here in just a couple of minutes, cause it is a really good tune. But this project, before we move off of this Tick, Tick, Boom, this looks like it's a lot of fun. Bradley Whitford's in there, Judith Light, Vanessa Hudgens, another person who can't decide whether they're an actor or a rocker.
Some people just, they don't pick a lane. They just want to pick the whole highway.
I love it. You were also in the first national touring company for Hamilton as the damn fool who shot him. You're Aaron Burr, and you spent some time out here in Southern California playing at the Pantages, didn't you?
I did. And dude, playing Aaron Burr in Hamilton was wild. I mean, I still remember our first opening night at the Pantages. After that, dum da 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 dum dum dum, just coming out on stage, I couldn't hear anything. I mean, it was deafening. It's like one of those Michael Jackson or just rock star moments when the crowd just loses their mind. So doing that show, I mean, you know, and then you got to get back to like, you know, Josh, you're here to perform, your technique, you're this character, focus and get it done. But doing that show like that 8 times a week, it really prepared me to hopefully go on tour, you know, and have that stamina that's needed to really deliver these songs the way that I want to. And I also really got from doing that show and being close to Lin-Manuel Miranda a great idea of good writing. You know what I mean? Like, he's one of the greatest writers around, you know, more than musical theater. I mean, hip hop, you know, he can write any type of song. And so I got to be around him when he was creating not just Hamilton, but In the Heights, which was his first musical. That was my first Broadway musical. So before the world knew him as this world-class writer, genius, which he is, I saw him, you know, just with a pencil behind his ear and going over these notes, and he's trying to find the ending, the second half of Hamilton and In the Heights. So that was invaluable to be around him in those creative processes.
Yeah, you know, a good guy to know around Broadway, Lin-Manuel Miranda. You brought up In the Heights. And like you said, you were in his first musical, and then now In the Heights is a movie that just came out a couple months ago, and you sing on the soundtrack. Your voice is on it, so when people see it, they're going to be hearing you.
I do, yeah. I mean, I that was my first musical, and I love that music so much. It reminds me of where I grew up in Miami, Florida, where hip hop and salsa, merengue, and R&B was the name of the game. You know, you heard that, you know, in all the cars going by. So being able to do a show like that, and now having that show would mean so much to me, being out there, I think it's HBO Max and on the big screen, and to have a small part of my voice be a part of it kind of forever is super, super special.
It's pretty neat. Yeah. So you were born in Winnipeg. Is that right? When did you leave?
Yes. I left when my parents moved us down to Florida when I was like 3 years old. So,
okay, so you probably don't remember that at all.
No, I don't have, it goes in and out. Great memories of that. But yeah, I mean, I was born in Winnipeg. I've visited Canada back a few times in Montreal and Toronto, and I've gone back up to film. But I'd love to go there and spend a significant amount of time there, maybe do a little music festival there. So hopefully one day soon.
That'd be pretty neat. You just did some traveling, if I'm not mistaken. Last night, did you play in the Hamptons?
I did, yeah. Broadway out east at this incredible place called Calissa. And I did, I brought this guy with me and did a lot of really cool tunes. I did this song called Checking In and Hold Me that are also going to be on my upcoming album, Grow. And yeah, I've been hitting a lot recently. I played a week before then in Massachusetts at the Barrington Stage, right here in New York City at Little Island a month before that, and right here in Central Park at a place called Tavern on the Green. So I've been hitting a gigging a bunch, spreading this music. It's been really nice.
When you did this thing last night, this Broadway out east, you played for people out there. Did you do both show tunes and some of your solo stuff?
Totally. So when I go out,
how did the crowd react to all of those things? Were they just receptive to whatever you're going to play them? Or
I got to tell you something, like, you know, the Broadway community really has my back, and they've supported me when I go and do TV and film. The music is no exception. Thankfully, it's really good music too. I mean, when I played a song like Checking In, I had people, there was a 12-year-old girl there. There was a 70-year-old woman who came up to me afterwards and were like, that song Checking In, that's going straight to the top. And I was like, what? Because, you know, sometimes when you come out with original music, you know, it's, and people know you for certain things, it's sometimes they just don't care, or they're just not feeling. They're like, no, sing Wait For It, or sing Carousel, or sing, you know, but they really embraced it. And then I got to give them my funky soulful versions of songs like Memories from Cats, you know, which is, or On Broadway, or different songs like If I Loved You from Carousel. But when I do it, I've always, you know, when I play this stuff outside of a show, I don't play it straight up. You know, my sound is funky, soulful. So that's the version that I give them, and they get the song, and then they also hear my sound in my own music. So it's pretty cool and great that the reception has been wonderful.
On Broadway is a great pull for you. That's perfect. That's hey, in your wheelhouse, going out and doing a version of that. I love it. I ask this question to most artists that I talk to, because I think it's an interesting view into your past. Tell me about your first guitar.
Man. I was about 11 years old, and I just remember finding it in my laundry room in Miami, Florida, and super dusty. And I didn't know that it was there. It was my dad's. I picked it out, nylon string, and I put it on my lap like this one here. I just kind of put it on my lap like I was going to play slide guitar. I didn't know how to play. So I started just kind of, you know, and I started making chords like this.
Like,
and I
just didn't Jordan, what's his name? The guitarist who played it like a lap steel. Steve Jordan, was it? Yeah.
I can't remember his name right now, but definitely right on my lap. And that's how I learned how to play guitar. Wow. And I would just listen to the radio, Andy, and on that nylon guitar, you know, form chords. And then I started going to, you know, I grew up in playing in church, and eventually someone was like, you know, you got to put that thing right side up on your lap, son. And I was like, oh, really? So I had to relearn the whole thing. But I just would watch other guitarists and I started to get the fingerings down, but I never remember that. I never forgot that guitar. I wish I still had it.
What happened to it? No idea.
It's probably still in Miami somewhere. You know what? It's at my parents' house. I know where it is. It's at my parents' house. They're still in Florida. So
yeah, you got to get that. That's going to be more and more important as time goes on. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a relic.
I got to get that souped back up. Oh, it was gorgeous. I just remember night and day. My parents would have to be like, Josh, it's time to go to bed. And I just didn't want to put it down.
It's neat that there's a family tie to that. And did you have a relationship with your father? Did you know him as a musician?
Yeah, he wasn't actually, my father wasn't a musician. He just had it. He played it. I never heard him play it before. That was the first time that I saw it when I was 11. It was just in this case. He's got a really great voice, my dad, as does my mom. And my family, like my brother plays bass. He's an incredible musician. My sister grew up playing classical piano. We grew up with a piano in the house and a bunch of records, an actual big record player. So I grew up around music. And then again, in church, I was part of the praise team and praise band for just years. It was just a part of our lives, music. So that was something that was I loved from a very early age. I remember being 5 and like just harmonizing with melodies and being like, why is this making me feel things? My first love.
You just kind of answered my next question. In the song Guarantee, there's electric blues, there's some hip hop elements, there's some funk to it. And I think you just answered that question preemptively. It was a great, what did Ray Charles say? There's only two kinds of music, good music and bad music. It sounds like you were listening to a lot of good music when you were growing up.
I was listening to a lot of great music, man. I mean, from anything from Take Six to George Benson to Stevie Wonder, to then coming up in R&B, like Brian McKnight, Mary J. Blige. And I mean, I can go on and on, but that's what I grew up on, aside from like gospel. So, and then when I started getting into like hip hop, Outkast was a big influence. So, when you hear this little rap break in Guarantee, like you'd be like, oh, okay. He listened to Big Boy and
Andre 3000 right there.
And Andre 3000 for sure. Yeah.
Are you surprised sometimes by how much the worship music element influences the stuff that you do?
That's a great question. I was just talking to a friend about that. And when you grow up with praise and worship music, and the passion that goes behind it, the spiritual aspect, means so much. So when I play, a 3-chord progression, that is a part of my upbringing. I'm playing it as though I'm playing it how I trained to play it, with passion and for a greater purpose. So I find when I'm going into sessions or when I'm just jamming with folks and I'm singing a certain way, they're like, yo, what is that? And I'm like, oh, that's just what I do. For me, singing with purpose and passion, whether I'm singing, a Kirk Franklin song or, a Anderson .Paak song, that influence comes through because that was my first memories in music, that praise and worship music. So it stays with you.
What do you think you'd be doing? Set this up. I usually ask this question to people as well. What do you think you'd be doing if music didn't exist? I know what you'd say. You'd be an actor. So let's say if performing arts didn't exist, what would Joshua Henry be doing right now?
Man. If performing arts didn't exist, I can only give you the plan that I thought was going to materialize. I mean, my mom worked at an accounting firm for 30 years. And I was just going to see if I could do that. And I was not great at math. And I was, numbers was not, I didn't grow up, I grew up believing that or hearing that I could do anything I wanted to, but I just didn't know that performing was an option to make a living. So Yeah, I guess I would have tried to work in an accounting firm like my mom.
Well, thank goodness Joshua Henry did not become an enrolled agent.
Sorry.
But we're much happier that you've chosen this. This is it's for all of our benefit. You know, for people like you that don't work at a desk like an accountant, you have to be your own agent in things. You have to be planning what's next all of the time. I know that you've got some things planned, but can you give us a little glimpse at some things we'll be seeing you pop up in over the next year or so?
Sure. Yeah. Tick, Tick, Boom, as you mentioned, sure, is one of them. November 12th, that's happening. My album Grow is coming out September 10th. Actually, today is what? I don't know when this is going to come out, but on August 29th, this coming Sunday, I'm going to be performing with Abigail Barlow and Emily Bear, who are the writers of Bridgerton, the musical.
Wow.
And I'm doing that at the Elsie Fest, which is a big music fest that happens in New York that Darren Criss puts on. So that's happening. You can also catch me on September 10th in Bryant Park. I'm going to be performing with the Classic Theater of Harlem, singing, doing some Langston Hughes pieces. So that's going to be really exciting. And then later on in September, September's actually a busy month, I'm going to be in San Diego at the Old Globe Theater doing a set with some original music and my full band on September 25th.
Beautiful. It's a great place.
It's a gorgeous, gorgeous place. And then also I'm doing some concerts with this amazing symphony called Musique in September. Got like 3 dates there in the 20s. So yeah, a lot of music here in New York and in LA coming up this month.
Nice. Well, one of these times when you're out here, you have to stop in and see us and play for us in person. Other thing that happens next week, happy birthday ahead of time.
Hey, thanks, Andy.
Talk about playing some music for us. Thanks for spending some time with us. I know that you're in New York and I know it's hot. And you took a second out and turned off the AC to chat with us. I appreciate that. But up next here, Joshua is going to play a couple of songs. Which songs are you going to play for us?
So I'm going to give you two original songs, Checking In.
Which is the new single, yeah.
The new single. And then I'm also going to give you a live acoustic Guarantee.
Nice.
So, you know, that hopefully that pairs well with the one from the actual album that you've been playing, which I really appreciate.
Yeah, the studio version of it you've been hearing on 88.5 FM for the past 6 months. And once again, the album comes out. It's called Grow, comes out next month. Go and buy that wherever you buy albums and support Joshua Henry. And then look for him everywhere because he's the king of all media pretty soon. He's capturing all of the you're trying to get the EGOT. The Emmy, Golden Globe, Oscar, and Tony. Now you're working on the Grammy. So best of luck with that. Thanks for making time for us. It makes us happy to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Andy. Great to talk to you. Thanks for supporting the music. Really appreciate it.
Live at Home, it's a production of Cal State Northridge and Saddleback College. I'm Andy Chanley from 88.5 FM, and here is Joshua Henry.
You gon' come right back, ooh, I guarantee. Tries these days of our lives, throwbacks, flashback Fridays. You pray, Lord, let me get back. Let me get you caught up. Everything I bought up, woo, everything you can't afford. Double click this bliss. I know your wish list. Took the pick, fixed it to your every desire. Look at me, I you admire. Check the blue check, these take you higher, higher. No, no, baby, don't run. Don't we have fun? Don't I show you what you've never done? I need your love, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. You like this one? What's up, y'all? My name is Joshua Henry, and you just heard Guarantee from my debut album, Grow. This next one is also from that album, and it's called Checking In.
Fingernails on my back, you would scratch, yeah.
Checking it.